Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always. What are we exploring today?
Today, we're tackling something I think a lot of us struggle with, and that's weight loss. But we're approaching it from a totally different angle. We're
Intriguing.
going deep into the mind-body release method.
Mind-body release method. I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's MBR for short. And you know, it really resonated with me because it comes from a place of like real personal experience. You
Yeah.
know, it's not just some theory cooked up in a lab.
Oh, I see. So it's coming from someone who's actually been there.
Exactly. The creator of this method, they struggled with their weight for years, tried all the diets, all the fads, you name it, they've probably done it.
Sounds familiar. I think a lot of our listeners can relate to that feeling of just trying everything and nothing seems to stick.
Right. And it's so frustrating. The guide even talks about how, get this, they actually gained weight on a diet.
Wow, that's rough. But it does highlight a really important point. Sometimes it's not just about what you're eating, it's about what's going on mentally and emotionally too.
Totally. And, you know, the guide also reveals that some of the creator's weight fluctuations were actually because of undiagnosed type 2 diabetes.
Oh, wow. So there were underlying health issues at play as well. That makes the whole weight loss journey even more complex.
Absolutely. And it just goes to show how important it is to listen to your body and get to the root of the problem, you know.
For sure. And I think that's where MBR really shines. It's about understanding that mind-body connection, not just treating the symptoms.
Okay, so let's break down what makes this method different. So instead of focusing on like strict rules and deprivation, MBR is all about working with your body, not against it.
Ah, I like that. It's about creating a sustainable lifestyle, not just a quick fix.
Exactly. And one of the key principles is mindful eating, you know, like really slowing down, savoring your food, paying attention to your body's cues.
That makes a lot of sense. It's so easy to just mindlessly scarf down a meal without even realizing how much you're eating.
Right. And MBR also encourages you to become aware of like your thoughts and emotions around food.
So, like identifying those triggers, whether it's stress eating, boredom, or genuine hunger, that's a huge step in making healthier choices.
Yeah, and I think what's so refreshing about this method is it's not about perfection, it's about progress. You know, everyone slips up sometimes. It's about getting back on track and learning from those experiences.
Absolutely. And finding what works for you individually, because we're all different, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to this.
Totally. It's about being kind to yourself throughout the process, not beating yourself up over every little thing.
Because that negative self-talk, it just doesn't help anyone. In fact, it often makes things worse. MBR is about fostering a more positive relationship with yourself, both mentally and physically.
So imagine, like, what if losing weight wasn't this constant battle, but more of a journey of like self-discovery and positive change?
That's a powerful shift in perspective. And I think that's the essence of the mind-body release method. It's about recognizing that true transformation comes from within.
It's about understanding that connection between your mind, your body, and your emotions.
And how they all work together to influence our overall well-being.
So if you're ready to ditch the diet roller coaster and explore a new way of approaching weight loss, I highly recommend checking out the MBR method. The creator's website is www.thembrmethod.com.
And remember, it's not just about reaching a certain number on the scale, it's about creating a healthier, happier you.
Exactly, and that's something worth striving for.
Absolutely.
All right, that's it for today's deep dive. We'll be back soon with more fascinating insights and perspectives.
Until next time.
See you then.